Are y'all ready?
Ready to cut it? 1, 2, 3.
A ribbon cutting ceremony was held at the side of the Fowler Family Hospitality Services building. Located on the Jonesboro campus of ASU Newport, the $3.2 million facility will house the new Hospitality Services program, which starts this fall. Students can work toward an Associate of Applied Science degree in Culinary Services or Food Service and Management, technical certificates in Culinary Services or Food Services and Management, as well as a Certificate of Proficiency in Hospitality Services can also be earned. A $1 million gift from the Fowler family endowed the building, and a $98,000 grant from the Delta Regional Authority helped in purchasing some of the equipment in the large state-of-the-art kitchen. Vice Chancellor of the ASU Newport Jonesboro location, Charlie Appleby, tells why these programs are needed.
The hospitality industry in Northeast Arkansas is a growing segment of our economy, and we feel that preparing students to fill in workforce needs in that segment of our economy is going to be significant. In addition to that, the food industry is a significant part of our economy in Northeast Arkansas, and with programs coming online over the next year or so, we look forward to partnering with industry as well as the hospitality segment of our economy to build a workforce and to meet some of the needs that they have.
Joe Campbell is division chair with ASU Newport.
We're really excited. We've watched this building come up and this program come together, and it is going to be a very positive force for the community here, and we're going to see a lot of growth and the need that will be filled. Mr. Appleby mentioned that the business is wide open here for us, and we hope to be able to meet the needs of our community.
The almost 12,000-square-foot facility is comprised of a 3,300-square-foot state-of-the-art commercial training kitchen, a food services classroom, computer lab, physical and chemistry science lab, and support space. Chancellor Dr. Larry Williams welcomed the public in a 2,000-square-foot dining space that is also a laboratory.
So where you are sitting now will be the consumer laboratory for our hospitality services. You notice the windows, people have commented about the windows, where you can see everything that's going on in the kitchen. That's true, but that's not the reason for the windows. The windows are there so that those folks who are preparing the food can watch you and determine what you select and what you don't select and what you seem to be very happy with, and watch how you react to the various food products that they may be providing in the facility. This facility will seat somewhere north of 100 people as a capacity. It has the ability to be divided off so that we have a large dining area this side of the wall, a small private dining area this side. The facility will be an auxiliary enterprise for the college. It'll probably, when it opens, be open only Monday through Friday. We'll be open only for lunch from 11 to 1, and it'll strictly be a consumer laboratory for those students who are studying hospitality services.
General Instructor is Jessica Winfrow.
This program is not only going to teach people about food service and management, it is going to give the area skilled workers, which will make everyone's dining experience or food service experience in general more pleasant. People are going to just be wowed about the service and the food that comes out of this building.
And she tells what she wants the students to learn in the program.
It's not just going to be about books and learning. I want them to have hands-on experience. I want them to have experience out in the industry. That way they get a well-rounded education and they're ready for everything that the industry can throw at them.
So what are some of those things that you're going to be focusing on to help the students?
I'm going to be focusing on things like table service, how to be a good hostess, how to prepare clean plates, how to serve, how to do anything in the kitchen. If a chef tells them to create a dessert, then they can take their own ideas and create a dessert and be confident in their abilities.
And Renfro says that she's fortunate to teach students in an elaborate kitchen.
Our kitchen is half gas and half electric. We have a gas stove and gas griddles, a gas oven, and a fish cooker. We also have an electric smoker, a combi oven, a steamer, and an electric stove and system. So students are going to get a well-rounded education. I also have some other fun equipment that they're going to use, like a blast chiller, dehydrator. We have a meat grinder and a panini press. We have a wide variety of equipment, and they're going to learn to use all kinds of different things.
As a guy, I would get excited over the blowtorch.
We have some of those too. Yes, we're going to learn. You were going to use a blowtorch and create some creme brulees and roast vegetables. And we're really excited to get the program started.
That's Jessica Renfro. The program is accepting students now for the fall semester. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting in Jonesboro.